The Princess and the Warrior, A Story of Two Volcanoes by Duncan Tonatiuh. Once upon a time, there lived a kind and beautiful princess named Itza. Even though she was the daughter of an emperor, she loved to spend time with the people who grew corn in the milpas. She liked to teach them poetry, or flor y canto. Suitors traveled from distant lands to woo her. They presented her with rare and lavish gifts, such as quetzal feathers and turquoise necklaces. They would all say the same thing. You are the most beautiful maiden in the land. Marry me, princess, and you will live in my luxurious palace. You won't have to spend time in the fields ever again. No, thank you, Itza would reply. She was not interested in any of the suitors or the gifts. One day, a warrior named Popoka came to see her. Princess, I know you have a kind and beautiful heart, for I have seen you teaching flor y canto to the villagers in the milpas. I don't have expensive gifts to offer, but if you marry me, I promise that I will love you for who you are. I will stay by your side no matter what, as long as the Tonatiuh rises, as long as the Senzitoli bird sings. Popoka's words were music to Itza's ears. She could hear the honesty in his voice, and she fell in love with him. The emperor did not want his daughter to marry a mere soldier. He wanted her to marry a wealthy and powerful Lithuani, a ruler. But he knew that Popoka was the best and bravest warrior in the kingdom. The emperor and his people had been at war with Jaguar Claw, the Lithuani of the neighboring land, for years, and there seemed to be no end in sight. Popoka to him. Popoka, the emperor said, if you defeat Jaguar Claw once and for all, I will let you marry my daughter, Itza. Popoka and Itza were overjoyed. Popoka gathered his most courageous men and marched to war. Popoka fought numerous battles. He and his men were injured and almost defeated many times. But when the end seemed near, Popoka would always think of Itza, waiting for his return. He would defend himself with his chimali, attack with his makwawi, and inspire his men to fight with even more courage than before. Slowly, the tide turned, and Popoka and his men began winning battles. It was clear that they would soon defeat Jaguar Claw. Realizing this, Jaguar Claw devised a plan to steal from Popoka what the warrior cherished most. He bribed one of Popoka's personal messengers. Tell Itza that Popoka had been killed, and offer her this potion, Actoli, to soothe her grief. Everything is lost, princess, the messenger said sadly when he arrived at the palace. Popoka and his men fought bravely, but they were defeated and killed. No, that can't be, cried Itza. She locked herself in her chamber and wept, and refused to eat or speak to anyone. That night, the messenger came to her room. I know your heart is shattered, as if it were made of obsidian glass, he said. But take this drink, princess. It will help ease your grief. Itza took the potion and drank it all, Lying down on her petal, she fell into a deep sleep. The next day, before night fell and the first Citlali appeared in the sky, Popolka defeated Jaguar Claw. Unaware of the lies the messenger had told, the great warrior and his troops marched back to the palace in triumph, ready to share the good news with the princess and the emperor. But when they arrived, they were met with disbelief. "Popolka," said the emperor, "one of your messengers told us that you were dead." Itza was heartbroken. She took the special Aktoli to ease her pain, and now we cannot wake her. "This cannot be true," said Popolka. "Itza, my beautiful princess, has to awaken." He ran to her chamber, kissed her, and held her arms. He called out her name over and over. But Itza did not wake up. "Cool air will surely revive her," Popolka told the emperor. He carried Itza through the throng of the villagers, who wept as they passed, past the milpas, and all through the night, to the top of the tepetls. He laid her on her hospital bed. He knelt down beside her. The cool mountain air soon turned to snow. But the princess did not wake up. Popolka refused to move. He stayed next to Itza, just as he had promised when he first met her. "As long as the Tonetiu rises, as long as the Senzatoli birds sing."